This goes to Deborah Altman, AultmanPAC, fax 810-275-0307. Regarding Talitha, it's T like Tom, I-L-I-T-H-A, Haynes, H-A-I-N-E-S, hyphen Smith, date of birth June 19th of 1973. Dear Ms. Altman, this is a consultation for Mrs. Haynes hyphen Smith, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria since 2019 with normal kidney function and normal creatinine levels. She is a 50-year-old female who's had hypertension for many years. She's also had difficulty with being overweight, and she's had liver enzyme elevation that's followed on a regular basis. She does have Haglund, H-A-G-L-U-N-D, deformity of both heels, and that caused a rupture of her left Achilles tendon and needed surgery to repair. And now she's having right Achilles tendonitis, and that is severely painful. And therefore, she's been using ibuprofen at least 800 milligrams once a day for many years. In addition to the ibuprofen, she's also on Hyzaar 100/12.5. That was recently decreased from 125 after she's lost 52 pounds over the last 2 years through weight, through caloric restriction. So her blood pressure improved. The other medication she takes is a vitamin D2, 50,000 units weekly, and a multivitamin daily. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no wheezing, dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has a history of heavy menses with dysmenorrhea, but that stopped when she had a uterine ablation in 2009. Vitamin D deficiency and right Achilles tendonitis currently. Past surgical history, she's had C-sections times two, the left Achilles tendon repair, and uterine ablation 2009. Social history. The patient is married, lives with her husband. She works as a full-time truck delivery driver. She smokes one quarter pack of cigarettes per day. She does consume about one beer a week at most and denies illicit drug use. Family history, her mother had ovarian cancer as well as a grandmother. Also, there's thyroid disease, hypertension, and glaucoma in the family. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's got no known drug allergies, and the medication list was previously mentioned in the above note. Physical exam, height is 63.5 inches, weight 268 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80, pulse is 79, oxygen saturation was 93% on room air. The patient is alert and oriented, in no apparent distress. Color is good. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear without cobblestoning or drainage. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy. No palpable masses. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, normal active bowel sounds times four. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies, including blood serology, were done 12/30 of 2021. Her creatinine was 0.9, normal at that time. Electrolytes were normal, calcium normal. Albumin is 4.0, and liver enzymes were also normal. Her hemoglobin was 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Your analysis negative for blood and 30-plus protein. And we have creatinine levels from 2010-25 of 2019, creatinine 0.7, 9/27 of 2018, 0.7 also for creatinine levels. And the patient also collected a random urine for protein to creatinine ratio, and that was mildly elevated at 0.21. So it's a very small amount of protein that is present. Assessment and plan, mild proteinuria, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension and the chronic NSAID exposure. We've asked the patient not to increase the NSAID use at all and possibly to minimize it as much as possible. Perhaps she could do one every other day and try some topical Voltaren gel on days that she would not take an oral ibuprofen. But if that's impossible, we've asked her not to increase the ibuprofen more than one 800-milligram tablet once a day, and she agrees to do so. She was also warned not to take either Hyzaar or ibuprofen if she is ill with vomiting or diarrhea, since dehydration in the presence of those two drugs will cause acute renal failure. And the patient verbalized understanding. We would like to follow her labs, including a protein-to-creatinine ratio, every 6 months. They'll be done next in June, and a lab order was provided. And she will be rechecked by this practice in the next 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.